This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is openly urging foreign governments to investigate his political foes, doubling down on an action that's already been the subject of an impeachment inquiry. Answering questions Thursday morning from reporters on the White House South Lawn, Mr. Trump was asked what favor exactly he desired from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a July 25th telephone call that sparked a whistleblower complaint. He responded that he would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
At the White House, President Trump is in battle mode over the Democratic impeachment inquiry.
People have said to me, how does he handle it? Because it's all a fraud. And because of that, and because I know that I'm right, and because I'm doing a great job for the American people, I'm very, very happy living the way I'm living.
Trump has also ramped up his attacks on the news media.
But much of it is corrupt. It's corrupt. You have corrupt media in this country, and it truly is the enemy of the people. Thank you very much.
Congressional Democrats remain focused on Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader and his appeal for help in trying to find political dirt on Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says that the visiting U.S. and Taliban delegates will hold a direct bilateral meeting to discuss resumption of peace talks aimed at ending to the nearly two decades of conflict in neighboring Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, while making the announcement, told reporters in Islamabad it's optimistic the stalled U.S.-Taliban talks and dialogue will resume. U.S. President Trump abruptly canceled the Afghan peace process September 7th, citing